We've been talking the last few weeks, and we have this and next week left, as we've been focusing on simple pleasures and the sacred life. The book Morning Sun on a White Piano. Those of you who have been reading it, I hope you've enjoyed just the way it simply offers some insights into life and meaning. It's a wonderful opportunity. I still have a couple left, and in fact, some folks may have finished theirs and might be willing to loan you a copy, but I invite you to join us in some of this conversation. Some of the things we've talked about over the last few weeks include things like baking and sharing a meal together, music and listening to music performed live. Last week we talked about the art of the considerate life, what it means to give gifts for no reason and take time to write notes, handwritten notes. I'm now a week into writing a note to someone each day. I missed two, but not bad. Not bad, still early. Percentage-wise, if I can carry it through the rest of the month, that's going to be okay. It's not about the I have to do this, it's the sitting down to do it. And let me tell you, the ones I've sat down to write, it's really fun to write someone a note for no reason. I mentioned last week as we were talking about that sermon topic, I really have never been one to write. I don't like handwriting. But it is really fun to sit down and think, what can I tell this person that might brighten their day? Oh, that's fun. And if you haven't yet taken time to do so, I invite you to do it. So we've been talking about these different activities and these actions and these different things. And one of the things that I also wanted to take time to talk about is what we do in between all of those things. So let's say we find the simple pleasures of life and each of them can be sacred and holy. What about the time in between? And so today we talk about waiting. We talk about waiting. Anticipation is often, like I said, an Advent topic, the kind of thing we talk about because we're waiting for Christmas. And when I saw the chapter in here about that, I thought, how nice would it be to talk about anticipation not just at Christmas time? Though I promise you, you'll hear it again in December. But what does it mean to wait? Waiting often has so many negative connotations, right? Let's think about the times and places we usually think about waiting. Doctor's offices, tech support, red lights, test results. I mean, you can make a list. Usually when we're waiting, it's not a positive experience. How great is it after we, you know, follow through all those little numbers on the phone or try to, just tell me, I'm a system, I'll listen to you. Sure you are. Let me talk to a person. Your wait will be 10 to 15. Oh, waiting. It can carry such a negative connotation. And today the invitation is to shed some of that. And when we look at intentional waiting and what it means to anticipate and to hope that it can be a positive and life-giving, even sacred experience. Now, as a child, my first introduction to the idea of waiting came from one of my favorite neighbors, Fred Rogers. In the land of make-believe, there's a small little tiger who lives in a clock tower. Now, that little tiger has his own TV show these days, if you happen to have a child. And Daniel Tiger is one who had trouble waiting, and he wrote a little song about it. Mallory, would you help me out? I think it's very, very, very hard to wait. Especially when you're waiting for something very nice. I think it's very, very, very hard to wait. I still sing that song as an adult, though not with accompaniment, thank you. 'Cause it's true. And it was nice to have someone look at you and say, yeah, I get it, it's tough. It is. In fact, Fred Rogers was also one of the ways my parents helped me learn to wait when I was a child. And it was, well, how long is this? Well, it's going to be about 3 Mr. Rogers episodes worth of waiting. Okay, so an hour and a half. Suddenly had context. Waiting is difficult. And there's feelings involved in it. And sometimes we're anxious. Sometimes we're frustrated. Sometimes we're scared. Sometimes we're bored. Sometimes we just want to move on. And it's important to acknowledge the feelings we experience in the midst of the waiting. But those feelings are real, and taking time to acknowledge them is a very sacred thing. Because so often in life, our feelings get completely overlooked, completely diminished, and even we tell ourselves that it's just, I can't believe I feel this way. Sometimes it is hard to wait. Sometimes it's scary to wait. It all depends what we're waiting for. So I want to invite us to also think of positive ways and positive times to reclaim the act of waiting. Because so far in life, we seem to be doing everything in our power as a society to eliminate the need for waiting. Amazon is currently experimenting in big cities with the ability to click buy now and have it delivered to you within 2 hours instead of the 2 days that Amazon Prime mandates. Seriously? Hey, do we need batteries for the sound booth, Paul? Because I can get them here by 12:30. Hang on. What? It's an unbelievable thing. We're doing everything we can to try to eliminate waiting, which continues to perpetuate the idea that it must be a bad thing. What are we sacrificing by trying to have it all right now? What's the sacred of our waiting? Well, the first thing is that it offers us a recognition that there is a schedule beyond our own in this world. The idea of waiting helps us stop and realize we are a part of something bigger and the world doesn't revolve around us. This is how the author puts it in one moment. If ours is a civilization meant to survive, we will have to restore the ancient art of hoping. We will have to encourage the moral imagination and nourish human desires beyond those of private ambition. We need to be done with the illusion that good things can be had quickly, that saving money is old-fashioned, and that the finish line is the only part of the race that matters. And I love this line. Soul-making has its own schedule. So who are we to hurry things? Soul-making has its own schedule. Wow. Maybe the idea of waiting can invite us to recognize that there are things and times and rhythms and patterns in this world that are beyond our control, and they are for a reason. Because something more is happening. What is it about having things in our life that are worth waiting for? What are those things? What are the things in your life that are worth waiting for? I hope you have some. And if you don't, it's time to look at life and say, okay, what can I bring in that I'm willing to sit and say, no, not yet, and that's okay? Because the best things really are worth waiting for. It's also about who we wait with. This is another important piece. Waiting doesn't have to be solitary. It's an invitation for us to do and share and be a part of things together. This is no secret that I'm a big fan of community. It's no secret that I believe that Christian community gathered together in worship is an important part of a spiritual life. I don't do this because I'm a religious person. I do this because I'm a spiritual person who wants to share in community, in spiritual ways. And waiting together is an important thing. And the idea of waiting, maybe if we use some different words, we can see this in another way. I love that the author uses the word hoping. I also enjoy that word anticipation. The idea of waiting can carry such a positive meaning that way, because it isn't just about something that may or may not happen. It's about the time as something is being brought forth. And it's something we can do together. This idea of community, is a very beautiful thing. Here's the author brought out this beautiful piece. If you wish to elevate any conversation, ask your conversation partner what he or she hopes to be someday. Living with tender hope is not a waste of time. Living in the moment while anticipating the next may sound like a contradiction, but it's actually the unmistakable mark of a sacred and sacramental life. Do not look past the richness of so-called ordinary moments in search of happiness on some distant shore. Put your oars into the water of this day. Look after this hour and ask yourself what it means and to whom it's important. Across the table from you, Now, in this case, I think he's reflecting back on that invitation to a dinner with someone. But it could be next to you in the pew. It could be across from you at coffee hour. It could be across the cubicle at the office, anywhere. It could be across the street with a neighbor. Across from you sits someone looking for a word of encouragement, a smile, a reason to get up in the morning, a reason to welcome the evening. At the first sign of trouble, we can't run from one another. It takes time to make a life. It takes patience. It takes a kind of sacramental hope. As we learn to wait, we learn to be with one another in whatever life finds. That idea of hope and anticipation, I love that reminder that, you know what, that might be the exact thing someone around us needs to carry on. And we have that to offer. It's something our scriptures talk about quite a bit. There's a lot of waiting in the Bible. I mean, tons. And not just your Christmas verses of, oh, there's going to be a Jesus in the manger. I'm talking about God's people in the midst of struggle and strife and famine and disappointment, wandering 40 years for a promised land, waiting for redemption, crying out. The number of times in Lamentations or the Psalms we hear those words, how long, O Lord? If you need a scripture for the rough days, you just remember those words right there, and the Bible will join you in the waiting. How long, O Lord? This is the reality. And into one of those moments, into one of those difficult times, the prophet Isaiah speaks to God's people to offer comfort and says this. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by God. Hear the suffering? Hear the frustration? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. God does not grow faint or grow weary. God's understanding is unsearchable. God gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. For even the young will faint and be weary. The young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord, those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. It's a beautiful verse. Maybe you've sung it before. And God will raise you up on eagle's wings. This is that verse. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. This is a powerful word of hope to people in the midst of difficulty. And it offers them the reminder that it isn't just about what's going to happen. God is at work in the moment. In the moment, God is present and things are happening. We are being changed as we wait. And we do so together as God's people. Anticipation really is one of those beautiful words. But those who anticipate the Lord shall renew their strength. Those who take hope in the Lord will renew their strength. This is our invitation. It's a beautiful thing, and it's worth happening. Today is Bike to Church Day. I know a few of you rode your bikes over. Some of you might have walked or carpooled. There's a group of folks, I think at about 11:15, 11:20, we'll roll out. We've got two different rides going on, one over to the park for those who want to just go a couple blocks over to Edison and play on the playground. I used to say this was the kids' ride, and a couple adults looked at me and said, yeah, that's flat, and there's a playground. I'm going there. So we've got the playground ride, and we also have the ride down to Sloan's Lake, just a little cruise about and around. I'm very excited. Biking is something that actually has become much more a part of my life in the last few months than it has in years. I'm putting about 100, 120 miles a week right now. I've got great company to ride with on different days. Sometimes I just go by myself. And I realized as I was riding around that this has become a place of hope and anticipation for me. That question of, well, do you have something that's worth waiting for? I was actually in a conversation with a couple of my biking buddies, and biking is like Christmas for me right now. The days I'm going to take a really big ride, I go to bed, and like just sort of a couple hours later, I wake up and I'm like, okay, is it time to go? And it's like 11:30, and I've been in bed for like an hour. And I'm like, oh, I guess not. And so I go back to sleep. Then I wake up again and it's like 3 a.m. and I'm like, oh, did I oversleep? Is it time to go? It's 3 a.m. So I go back to sleep. I will wake up 2 to 3 times before I go. That's how much I'm looking forward to it. It's like Christmas when I was little, or those that day before a big trip to do something fun and exciting, or in a less healthy time of my life, the day a new iPhone was coming out. It's exciting to have something to look forward to. And I started thinking about us as a community, as God speaks to us and says, we're given strength as we wait. And what are we as a community waiting for? And it's important to note that waiting doesn't mean things aren't happening right now. But it's that idea of anticipation and hope. There are so many times I wake up just wondering what God is going to do next with us and for us as a community. What are those opportunities going to be? What does God have out there for us? I don't know. Maybe it's going to be something the green team invites us to help lead the neighborhood in. Maybe it's something the missions committee invites us to be hands-on and build relationships around. Maybe it's something we have no clue that's going to pop up and we're just there. We talked about this about a year ago with the idea of God knocking, and we're just sort of waiting, and when God knocks, we're going to respond. This is that peace. It isn't just at night that I wake up. It's in that sort of day-to-day, half-conscious, going through the motions life we can end up in. There are moments I just wake up from that and think, is it time? What's God doing next? This is our opportunity. This is our moment. When I think about things that are worth waiting for, you, this community, and what God has in store for us is one of those things for me. It's something that's so exciting. And sometimes it's very, very, very hard to wait. Amen.